My next guest on the program this evening is Dr. Pete Zambito. He's the new assistant teaching professor of band and assistant teaching professor of percussion. He starts his new role in the University of Missouri School of Music this month. Pete, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Appreciate you making time to be here. Your official duties don't begin for a few weeks, but we wanted to get you in here and let folks get to know you a little bit. In talking before we went on, Mike, I learned that you've been here in Columbia for a while.
Yes.
What brought you here in the first place?
My wife is a professor of communication here, and she had gotten her job, her big job, and as part of the conditions, she said, well, my husband's a doctor and music, and if you could find something for him to do, that would be great. So for 2 years, I was helping out essentially in percussion under now current School of Music director Julie Gaines, but back then she was the percussion professor. So I taught some secondary lessons. I did a lot of work with the steel band. I taught some non-major classes. I just kind of filled in whatever I could do. And then 2 years after I worked here, there was an opening at Lincoln University in Jeff City. And so I won that position, and that was a percussion position and some other duties. And I was there for the last 9 years and am now here. I will be teaching a class on percussion composition. I will be helping out with the steel band in some form. I'm not totally sure what percussion-wise, but most of my duties are going to be assisting with the athletic bands, doing all the work with Dr. Knops. We have band camp coming up, so getting ready for that, and working with also doing some of the directing for the Mini Mizzou bands.
So to get us up to speed, when you work with the bands, what does that encompass? What are the bands at Mizzou?
Well, we're predominantly talking about the Marching Mizzou, the band that plays for all the football games and the basketball games and stuff. But when Marching Mizzou is done with football, or even during the football season, because volleyball is a fall sport, they break up the band into sections to cover the responsibilities for the indoor games.
So talk to me about inspiration. It seems like percussion is something that's really come on big in the classical music universe, maybe in the last 40 or 50 years.
Sure.
And it's interesting to me that the School of Music is having you come and talk specifically to the composition majors about percussion, because so much percussion shows up
sure.
in new music. So what inspires you? What got you interested in this area and percussion as your area of instrumentation?
As maybe a lot of people, it happens for them this way. It happened to me where I was terrible at everything else and was good at music and hadn't been necessarily encouraged to go into music as a profession just because it's hard. But when you start being awful at everything else, you're like, well, maybe this music thing will work out. The key thing was that I was able to get into a master's program in percussion when I was finishing up my undergrad, which was in piano. And that kind of set, and at that point, I didn't actually know a lot about this history you're talking about, which is true about the amount of percussion stuff that's been going on, particularly in classical and chamber music in the last 40 to 50 years. Once I got there and got in and saw all the things that could happen and the ways you could be musical, I was hooked. And I really enjoyed it and have continued to enjoy it.
Do you have a first musical memory or a point at which that drum was placed in front of you where you started banging on a pickle bucket when you were three or something?
I'm not familiar with pickle buckets, so I can't speak specifically to that. Maybe you could chime in on that one.
When I was in college and lived with a group of friends in a house, Paul Simon's Rhythm of the Saints out, and Graceland.
Yeah.
And I think it's Rhythm of the Saints that has the song The Obvious Child.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, my roommates, we had a pickle bucket on hand, mm-hmm. and there is like a percussion breakdown in the middle of The Obvious Child.
Yes.
That I have a memory of, like, everybody who lived in that house, and maybe it was only different configurations of two and three of us at a time,
yeah.
just rocking out to that Paul Simon album and going crazy on the pickle buckets.
It's a great album.
So it's possible that pickle buckets are for those who can't. And those who can end up teaching or performing.
Yeah.
But those of us who can't, we focus on pickle bucket percussion.
I will take your word for it on that. My parents encouraged all of my siblings and I to go to do some music in some way. And when I was growing up, two of my older brothers took drum lessons. And I was like, that's pretty cool. And so I kind of would take their books and try to play them or try to figure it out. And when I was in second grade, I was quote unquote featured for this performance of New York, New York, where I played drum set. Now, I don't think any video exists of this, which I'm thrilled because I'm sure it was terrible. But it was such an anomaly to have someone, I guess, in second grade playing drum set that it was a big deal. But, you know, people were excited, and I seemed like it was pretty cool, so kind of stay with it. The other project that I've been doing for the last year or so is my podcast. I've host a show called Pete's Percussion Podcast. Is on iTunes. My guests have been percussion professors or people who have careers in percussion in some form. They've not been all of my guests, but that's been predominantly it. And we do long-form interviews. I typically do a lot of them over Skype because most of them are all over the country or in some case all over the world. And I do it very kind of long-form, very similar to some other podcasts like WTF with Mark Maron or the Bill Simmons podcast or things like that where I give a lot of time so that these performers and teachers can tell their story. I'm okay talking about the music part, but I really like hearing about how people got to where they are. And I always love hearing how people got their job, the crazy things that sometimes these paths took. And I just enjoy hearing about it. And then at the end of the interview, I throw some random questions at them just to, you know, because I want to know, like, how did they screw up in the kitchen most recently? And what was the worst movie they've seen and stuff like that? That just throws them off a little bit. It's kind of fun.
And it's called Pete's Percussion Podcast.
Pete's Percussion Podcast.
How long you been doing it for?
First episode came out about a year ago. This next week should be my 50th episode. So I put out one a week.
So you interview people about music. Mm-hmm. Give me some feedback. How have I done here so far?
I mean, you're doing pretty well. You know, it's good. It's what's funny. What's fun is that one of the things I've tried to do is to not be as reactive, like when I'm miking. So what you do really well is when I'm answering a question, you make the facial expressions, but you don't sit there and like throw in the yeah. It's just like that. He just nodded. So it's great.
I have learned over time, don't talk over your tape because you're going to say some gold if I just shut up potentially.
Yeah. So no, it's fun. It's fun. It's weird. I much prefer to be on your side of it, asking the questions than being asked. So do you like being interviewed?
No, no. I like talking to other people, get them talking about themselves.
Yeah. See, me too.
That is the laugh and the voice of Dr. Pete Zambito. He is the host of the weekly podcast, Pete's Percussion Podcast. He's also, not secondarily, maybe primarily, the new assistant teaching professor of band and percussion under the new director of athletic bands, Amy Knops. She'll be here on the show next week. Pete, thank you for making the time to walk the far walk across from your office in Loeb Hall.
Literally a 75-second walk. Thank you, Trevor.
From Pete Zambito's release, Marimba, here's Kiko Abe's Memories of the Seashore. We're less than 10 minutes away from Back to Business from the University of Missouri Concert Jazz Band featuring saxophonist Bobby Watson. We've also got something from choral ensemble Prometheus and a work from William Byrd coming up later in the program. This is Mizzou Music, a weekly exploration of sounds emanating from the MU School of Music. You can hear it every Wednesday in the 6 o'clock hour right here on Classical 90.5.